Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 49. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 31. Tonight, mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 58. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 23 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, public bathrooms at a elementary school in Pratt, Kansas is getting some backlash from parents in the community, saying that there is a lack of privacy for their children that's causing some anxiety for many of the students.
We actually experienced it with our son. He does have anxiety already, and we noticed when school started, he wasn't going to sleep very well.
That audio from KSNT News, where they say that the renovated bathrooms at the elementary school have no essential stalls, but are wide open for students to be able to see each other. As the school said, they designed it that particular way.
Probably 70% of our kids at this age still have some personal care needs to help them out. And, you know, you just want to be in that place where you're snapping buttons, pulling up pants, you know, you're right there.
Some parents in the community have started an online petition to change the bathrooms with over 1,000 signatures on the petition so far. The conversation about the change is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
As the drought continues across the Mid-America region, it has been improving after the last couple rainstorms across the state of Kansas. As according to our partners over at Cake News with Frank Waugh, meteorologist, he says that not only has it been getting better when it comes to the amount of moisture and the water levels at certain reservoirs across the state of Kansas, but we also broke November's rainfall record for the Mid-America region. And he says that's good news not only for just water levels in general, but specifically for the agricultural community.
Bringing up soil moisture profiles. So there's more moisture in the soil. That's going to go a long way to helping the winter wheat crop and farmers here in Kansas. Getting this good jump start to it can really take it a long way.
That audio from Cake News where they say just in the south central Kansas region, the record 7 inches of rainfall for the month of November has been the wettest November's on record since 1888. But does say the drought is continuing across the Mid-America region. However, it is slowly decreasing. We are expected to have a relatively wet winter season.
Unleash your grit and stick to the road with the B.F. Goodrich All-Terrain Tire at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $60 via Visa Reward Card or Visa Virtual Prepaid Card after online submission on qualifying purchase of four or more new B.F. Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires totaling $900 or more. Offer good through December 2nd. Complete details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. The B.F. Goodrich All-Terrain Tire. Right for every application and available at Mike's OK Tire.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture has announced that multiple different budding farmers and 4-H students who ended up capturing pets and other poultry and winning photographic images will have their pictures featured in the special Nebraska Department of Agriculture's 2025 calendar. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the calendar is also set to include important biosecurity information that poultry owners can use to protect their flocks. They say the poultry photo contest shows how 4-H and Future Farmers of America members have, quote, gone the extra mile to make sure their birds are well cared for and healthy. According to the Nebraska Department of Agriculture, they also go on to say that the winning photos will be used throughout the next year in promotional materials on different social media, while using that opportunity to help also share biosecurity information that helps prevent the spread of diseases like the bird flu. To see the photos or for more information, you can go to the website at nda.nebraska.gov.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Community Christmas and other festivities are filling the calendar. Twin Valley Developmental Services' annual Christmas Cheer in the Pines this evening at the Waterville Firehouse features a festival of trees and holiday decor, live and silent auctions and raffles, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, as well as jazz for the season with the Blue Skies Brass Quintet. Public welcome this evening, 6 until 11:30. Enter through the Southwest Door Firehouse in Waterville. MACT and the MHS Drama Dogs will present a Christmas Carol Friday and Saturday evening, 7:30, with a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School Auditorium this weekend. Blue Rapids Community Action Team will host a free will donation Thanksgiving dinner Saturday afternoon at 1 at the Community Center, open to the public. Local delivery in Blue Rapids, call Saturday at 785-363-6506. Gage County Courthouse Winter Lights Activities Sunday evening, November 24th, will include caroling with the Homestead Harmonizers at 525. Santa arrives at 555. He and his helper turn on the courthouse lights in Beatrice Sunday evening at 6 and will then hand out candy for the kids. Upcoming Wymore Blue Springs Holiday Treasure Hunt is Friday, November 29th. 49th Annual Odell Craft Fair is Saturday, November 30th. Barnes Annual Lighted Horse Parade is planned Saturday, November 30th. Washington Community Christmas Bingo begins December 2nd, hosted by the Washington Chamber of Commerce. Small Business Saturday and Christmas Opening planned in Marysville, Saturday, December 7th. Christmas on Commercial Street in Waterville is also Saturday, December 7th. Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas is planned Saturday, December 14th. One Marysville is giving away $250 in Chamber Bucks, November 30th. That will be drawn from among participating Marysville business entries, where customers can qualify with their purchase receipts now through the end of November. Washington County High School is creating a community cookbook as a fundraiser toward the Playground Project. Drop off your favorite recipes at Washington City Hall or Washington County High School, or submit those via email to tigerdesigns@usd108.org. Submission deadline is Thanksgiving Thursday. The cookbooks will be available the first week in December. Additional information available on the school website and Washington County News. The 12th Annual Trail Life Gun Show in Marysville is Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3, with breakfast and lunch served as well. For information, contact Buster Schmitz, 785-713-2398. The CMH sales tax exemption gained another half dozen votes in favor after a citizen requested hand ballot count was completed Tuesday. That brought the final margin in favor to 14 votes, 2,380 yes with 2,366 no. On election night, no votes prevailed by 8, and at the canvas of ballots with provisional and qualified mail-ins received, the measure passed by 9 votes. The Marysville Advocate reports that a $2,000 cashier's check with a recount request was received from Nicole Woodard of Marysville. Final expenses had not been determined yet. The count, which began Monday afternoon, was completed early Tuesday afternoon, and the final count showed the CMH sales tax exemption for 5 years passing by a margin of 14 votes. Join our public affairs program this weekend as Katie Cheater visits with Chloe Martin, a senior at Valley Heights High School. She's been invited to participate in a performance at Carnegie Hall in February. The public affairs program airs Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Dorothy J. Lindquist, age 97 of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Memorial service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Lindquist. Kyle M. Humbert, age 35 of Eaton, Colorado, passed away November 11th. Service to be held Saturday, 10:30 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Kyle Humbert. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and peaches. Monday, chili with cornbread, celery and carrots, and cinnamon apples. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Check out the 12th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show this weekend at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Doors open 9 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday, running until 5 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. A sold-out show with something for every firearm enthusiast, along with raffling off a $2,000 Weatherby rifle for one lucky winner. Hearty meals served both days of biscuits and gravy, breakfast burritos, and smoked meats. 100% of the proceeds go to the 2026 Trail Line USA Canada High Adventure Trip. Contact Buster Schmitz at 785-713-2298 with any questions. Make your way to Marysville on Saturday, November 23rd and Sunday the 24th for the 12th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show held at the National Guard Armory. Doors open 9 a.m. on both days.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly clear skies overnight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine and a bit warmer throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny and warmer as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Still sunny but cooler into Monday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Still partly sunny skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, then a slight chance for some snow flurries throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Snow showers and rain showers may continue into Wednesday, mostly cloudy and cooler with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then rain and snow showers may continue throughout Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Rain and snow possible on Thursday, sunny with our highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late November 52, record high on this date 72, the average low 30 and the record low 5 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:18, sunset this evening at 5:09. A chilly 24 degrees, frost around the edges this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 22nd of November. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Looking for a night of festive fun? Join Twin Valley Developmental Services for the annual Christmas Cheer in the Pines on Friday, November 22nd from 6 to 11:30 p.m. at the Waterville Firehouse. Enjoy a cozy evening filled with holiday magic, entertainment, and take your shot at winning incredible raffle prizes. For more details, email Stacy at stacewhiting@tvdsi.com. Don't miss the event that kicks off the season of giving, Christmas Cheer in the Pines.
Leave the holiday cooking to Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. Grab a smoked turkey with all the sides, ready to heat and eat. Make holiday meals simple with Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Jim Basquiat, we begin with kickoff of week 12. Browns and Steelers in the snow.
Shotgun from the two, Chubb the back. Jameis the snap. Give to Chubb. Chubb running. Chubb, touchdown. Nick Chubb did it. He stayed on his feet. The Browns take the lead. 57 seconds to go, and the Browns lead the Steelers 24-19.
As 850 WKNR. Nick Chubb's second touchdown run, under a minute to go. They beat the Steelers 24-19, snapping Pittsburgh's five-game winning streak, but they're now 8-3. The Browns 3-8, the wins over the Ravens and Steelers. NBA, Franz Wagner, go-ahead three with under 3 seconds to go. He scored 37. Magic and the Lakers, six-game winning streak, 119-118, despite AD and LeBron combining for 70. Brandon Miller scored eight of his career-high 38 in OT. Hornets over the Pistons, 123-121. R.J. Barrett, 31. Raptors passed the Wolves, 110-105. Harrison Barnes, 25. Spurs rally past the Jazz, 126-118 without Wemby. College basketball for top 25s from the Bahamas. Baylor, St. John's, end like this.
Shot is no good. Rebound, Norchad O'Meara up the floor to Roach. Roach for the tie. It's good!
Oh,
man! Finish, a missed free throw. O'Meara with the rebound up the floor to Jeremy Roach, and he nails the three for the win.
And John Morris from Learfield. Johnny's had a 5-point lead with 18 seconds to go. Former Blue Devil Jeremy Roach, the 3-pointer at the buzzer, gets it done for Baylor over St. John's.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
It's JCPenney's best Black Friday ever. Shop thousands of deals all week long, like $14.99 small appliances from Cooks or Black & Decker. Get boots and more boots for women just $19.99. And cozy up to the women's St. John's Bay Cable, the sweater lived in and loved by millions, now $9.99. There's even a matching sweater for your dog. More holiday, bigger savings. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid in select styles through 11:30. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Football and basketball action live Friday. Eight-man sub-state playoffs, Frankfort at Axtell. K-Prep's pregame show and the TVL roundup at 6, ahead of pregame coverage at a 7 o'clock kickoff live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Opposite, Kansas State men's basketball, a 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip, AM 1570 FM 94.1. College football continues Saturday. Jayhawks pregame at 2, Wildcats pregame at 5. Live on KNDY.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. The financial world is watching cryptocurrency prices today. The most popular one, Bitcoin, topped $99,000 for the first time Thursday, as investors price in a second Trump administration expected to be friendly to crypto. Stocks also rose Thursday, with the Dow Jones adding 462 points to end the session at 43,870. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained 0.5%, but the NASDAQ composite closed only a fraction higher. Shares in Gap surged 13% Thursday after the parent to Old Navy, Banana Republic, and Athleta posted solid third-quarter results. The apparel company expects full fiscal 2024 sales to be up by as much as 2%. A dip in mortgage rates turned into a bump in home sales last month. The National Association of Realtors says that, compared to a year ago, sales in October were up 2.9%, the first annual gain since 2021. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Farmers, you work year-round to make the most of your harvest. Proper soil management, planting practices, and due diligence at harvest. Don't let a worn, torn, and ragged grain tarp cost you in the end. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville has a full line of replacement Serco tarps for grain trucks, trailers, carts, or wagons. With manual or electric options, safeguard the quality and value of your harvest against the elements. Also offering repair options, stop by Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville for a full line of trusted Serco tarps.
Good Friday morning. Sam Spack with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The United States has had a strong red meat exports in 2024, despite volatility and serious headwinds in major Asian markets. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says pork is doing especially well. The USMEF forecasts that U.S. beef exports will reach 1.28 million metric tons, worth $10.5 billion, an increase of 5% over 2023. As far as future trade markets go for red meat, Hallstrom is optimistic about what President-elect Trump's policies will be.
I look back to the Trump administration, number one, and it was volatile. We all know that. But in the end, there were some really good things done. And the three in particular, USMCA, which was the redone version of NAFTA, and then USMCA 1, and then the final USMCA. So the Trump administration was in the middle of that, which is good for us. The Japan-US Hague Agreement was also completed in 2020 and implemented. And we had very ridiculously disadvantageous beef tariffs that were normalized quickly as a result of that. And then the third thing is the China Phase 1, which, say what you want about China, but that really worked to our advantage in terms of making more reasonable requirements for beef plant approvals. So we went from $200 or $300 million a year to China to $2 billion in just 2 years. Obviously, those three things work to the advantage of the U.S. beef and pork industries.
He says Trump's generally been supportive of ag exports.
If I look at it from a high level at that, I got to think that there's an appreciation for production agriculture in general. Definitely the beef and pork industries benefited from their policies before, and there's no reason to think that we can't get support going forward. So call it cautiously optimistic, because we all know there's a lot of uncertainty, but we're getting pretty good at uncertainty.
Again, that's President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. We're going to have our special gold buckle female sale on Tuesday, November the 26th. We will be having around 150 replacement females. It'll be fall and spring replacements. We'll have around 80 bred heifers. Then we're going to have around 15 breeding bulls. We'll have around 400 pairs. And then we're going to have 500 spring calving cows. You can see the full list of all our consignments and all the details about all of our consignments on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions about any of those consignments, feel free to give us a phone call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54, and you can find them online at eldoradolivestock.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University's Beef Stocker Unit recognizes 20 years of operation this year, and Dale Blassie explains how it began and an example of research that has been completed thanks to the unit. The K-State Extension Beef Specialist says how it started 20 years ago.
About 20 years ago, there was a shuffling of properties. And originally, the unit that we call the stocker unit was at one time the range unit. It was repurposed, and it was devoted to examine specifically the issues surrounding backgrounding cattle, stocker cattle, calves on grass. So that's been our focus for the last 20 years, is looking at that very important segment of the beef industry. It just lends itself for people that want to conduct research. And being so close to campus, it helps with agronomy soils classes that come out and look at the different soil profiles. We really bend over backwards to accommodate the needs of our College of Ag folks.
There are many research projects that take place at the unit, but Blassie shares an example of one project.
Health is a focus of every project that we have done out there. I mean, it's certainly something that we need to pay very close attention to. Case in point, we did shade work a couple years ago. We obtained a NCBA sustainability grant, and we actually, the student that did the work actually recorded panting score in terms of heat stress on the animals for those animals that were under shades versus those animals that were not. And Shade, believe it or not, it just like people like to get underneath shades, animals are no different. And we saw a response in terms of improved efficiency as well as a reduction in water consumption.
He discusses what is being worked on at the university to help K-State have a full look at the cattle industry.
We are in the process of rebuilding our feedlot, and we're consolidating that entire beef complex, if you will, underneath one umbrella so that we can do systems type work in terms of implications of cattle management during the stalker phase and what are the implications as those cattle move into the finish phase. And then with our, hopefully our renovated meat lab, we'll be able to work with our colleagues, our meat scientists, to try to put the full bow around the entire beef complex as relevant for our Kansas producers.
That was K-State Extension beef specialist Dale Blassey with a recap of the 20 years of K-State's beef stalker unit and a look ahead. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Has an early snowfall left you with a leaf-matted lawn? We will share a few remedies on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 22nd, the 327th day of the year. Actress Scarlett Johansson has a birthday, and the Beatles' White Album was released on this day in 1968. Suppose you've procrastinated a little too long about cleaning up fallen leaves and now an early snowfall has buried them on the lawn? What's the harm? Well, matted leaves are a potential grass killer. Your best hope is for a warm spell, long enough for the lawn to dry so the leaves can be raked or mulched. If the snow cover stays, clean them up as soon as possible in the spring. A few days of sun and warmth will probably revive the dormant roots. Your worst-case scenario is having to reseed the lawn next year with a lesson learned about fall procrastination. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find our list of monthly lawn and garden chores online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, now 25 degrees. Cooler highs around 50 today. Looking at 60 Saturday and Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final week of high school football playoff season before the championships next Saturday after Thanksgiving as we go into the final semifinals here with the 6A matchups coming up tonight as Blue Valley West heads on the road to take on Gardner-Edgerton and Manhattan heads on the road for Derby. In the 5A category tonight, it's Goddard-Eisenhower on the road for Hayes and St. James Academy against St. Thomas Aquinas. The 4A division has Andover Central taking on Bueller and Bishop Miege against Tonganoxie. In the 3A category, Holcomb is taking on Andale with Topeka Hayden on the road against Wellsville. The 2A has Beloit on the road with Southeast of Saline and Nemaha Central on the road against Council Grove. And finally, that 1A division for high school football is Centralia taking on Rossville and Valley Heights on the road against Conway Springs. Championship games for each division are set for Saturday next week after the Thanksgiving holiday. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
The legacy continues for the Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball team as they continue to be ranked number one according to the latest nationwide AP polls going into the end of the week. And at the same time, the University of Kansas's men's basketball team's head coach Bill Self has made history now earlier this week by having their fifth straight in the Champion Classic Series, winning over Michigan State 77-69 and now becoming the winningest coach in program history. Before the victory last weekend, Self was tied with the former KU coach Fogg Allen with 590 wins, with the mark being reached against their North Carolina opponent at the end of last week in the Champions Classic. Now officially being in the history books for the Kansas University basketball team, Self goes in with at least 592 all-time wins, with his record happening in 22 seasons overall, having a total record with the basketball team at 592-143. Their next game is coming up on Tuesday, where they are at home taking on number 12 Duke. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
In this Friday's Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week, four teams remain in the eight-man Division II Kansas High School playoffs, and two will play on FM 95.5 when Axville hosts Frankfort. Following a come-from-behind 46-38 win over Burlingame last week, Frankfort will now face Axville for the second straight year in the sub-state round. Head coach of the Wildcats, Nick Anderson, knows the challenge but says his boys are ready for the test.
We don't have anything to lose, you know, outside of our locker room. There's probably not very many people giving us a chance or an opportunity, but we thought we did some good things the first time, and my memory serves me correct. It's the closest game they've played all year was against us, and that's what has to happen when you play a team of that caliber. You got to keep the game close and give yourself a chance to hopefully catch a break or two that can swing the momentum the other direction.
On the home sideline, riding their state-leading 50-game winning streak and looking for their fourth straight state championship appearance, the Axville Eagles and head coach Eric Detweiler look to continue on their historic run.
A lot of it comes back to experience. You know, we go over, you know, a lot of stuff in practice that everybody has a job, even though the plays might not be coming your direction or you might not be a part of it. But you still play a factor in on how the play develops. So I think, you know, I'm proud of the guys that their understanding of what we're trying to accomplish, and then, you know, not to take any plays off, but to execute every play to the best of their ability.
Game time is set for 7 p.m. with a statewide preview starting at 6 o'clock and our KNDY pregame starting about 6:30. Your home for high school sports regular and postseason action is always KNDY FM 95.5.
Friday night, sub-state football action, 8-man Division II. In our broadcast feature, Axtell entertains Frankfort. Eagles are undefeated, the Wildcats 9-2 in a second meeting this season. 7 o'clock kickoff live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile app. On the other side of the bracket, undefeated Victoria is at undefeated Dighton. 8-man Division I, Clifton Clyde will host Central Plains. They're both 9-2. South Central and Hoxie square off. They're undefeated. Class 1A Valley Heights, 9-2, heads to Conway Springs. They're undefeated. That's a 6 o'clock start Friday. Opposite Centralia, 10-1, hosting Rossville, 8-3. Finally, in Class 2A, Nemahal Central, 10-1. Their only loss to Marysville in the season opener, hosting Council Grove, 8-3. Opposite Beloit at southeast of Saline. Again, our broadcast feature Friday, Frankfort at Axtell, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY.